Norway is a beautiful, picturesque country. Its mountains, fjords, valleys, and waterfalls have been a lifelong inspiration for Norway's most famous son, Edvard Grieg. Edvard Grieg was born in Bergen in 1843. He grew up in an atmosphere of music. From his earliest days, the child heard his mother sing and play the piano, both of which he did very well. Little Edvard responded with rapt attention and often tried his baby fingers on the keyboard. When he was 6 years old, his piano lessons began. His mother proved to be a strict teacher and made Edvard practice regularly. He realized that out of her 5 children, he alone had inherited her musical talent. Before long, the boy tried to write melodies of his own. So thrilled was he by this achievement that he began to neglect his schoolwork for the love of music. And so, young Edvard began to get into all kinds of trouble. Bad report cards from school caused stern reprimands by his parents. But help came through a Norwegian musician who was highly respected in his country. One day, the great violinist and composer, Ole Bull, visited the Grieg family. When he heard Edvard play his first composition, Variations on a German Theme, he immediately realized that there was a great talent waiting to be developed. Ole Bull advised the parents to send the youngster to the famous conservatory in Leipzig, Germany, to study music. Greatly excited, Edvard showed his gratitude by playing an encore, the charming Elf Dance. In Leipzig at the age of 15. He had changed from a dreamy, listless schoolboy to a serious student who worked with frantic ardor, scarcely taking time for eating and sleeping. So hard did he drive himself that after a course of 4 years, in 1862, he could pass all his examinations with high honors. But his health had become seriously impaired, and he went to take a long rest at the family's home in Bergen. Thank you. Recovered and eager to start his musical career, Grieg gave a concert of his works in Bergen. It was very successful and should have given him great encouragement. However, the young composer was not at all satisfied with his own music. Pretty and tuneful as it was, it lacked personality. He must find new ways to express himself if he was to become a really great composer. Copenhagen, which was then a great musical center in Scandinavia. There, he became a friend of the young Norwegian composer Nordraak, an ardent patriot. He had written his fatherland's national anthem and was determined to create a true Norwegian music based on the beautiful folk tunes and dances. "Discover your own country, Edvard," he said to Grieg. "Sail through the fjords, climb the mountains, mix with the peasants, watch them dance and hear them sing. There is a treasure of music which has never been heard outside Scandinavia." This was the turning point for Edvard Grieg. He had found his style. Edvard spent delightful days with his cousin, Nina Hagerup, a singer of great talent and charm. Soon, the young people were in love, and blissfully happy, considered themselves engaged. But Nina's parents opposed the marriage very strongly. "This Edvard Grieg," they said, "he has nothing, and nobody listens to his music." Yet the young composer had just written an ardent love message to Nina, a song on a poem by Hans Christian Andersen, still famous all over the world, "I Love Thee." Consent to the marriage. Edvard had made a name for himself. The public responded with appreciation to his efforts to make Norwegian music known. Grieg was invited to conduct the Philharmonic Society. Many pupils besieged him with requests for lessons. Now that he was well able to support a wife, he married his beloved in 1867. Theirs was a most happy union. Two artists who would give each other inspiration as long as they lived. The couple went on many concert tours, with Nina singing her husband's songs and Grieg playing some of his piano works, which were rapidly gaining fame. Found Grieg busy at work, inspired by his growing success. Whatever music he now composed had its roots in Norwegian life, landscape, and folklore. He would attend one of those colorful peasant weddings, and soon the impression was transformed into music, such as the gay, lively wedding day at Trollhagen. One day, a letter arrived from the famous Norwegian dramatist, Henrik Ibsen. It contained the exciting suggestion for Grieg to write the incidental music for Ibsen's drama, Peer Gynt. Edvard started to work with enthusiasm and created a composition worthy of the great play. Peer Gynt, a lusty young peasant seeking adventure, leaves his home to travel all over the world. In Arabia, the beautiful Anitra fascinates him with her graceful dancing. Here's the song of the gentle Solveig, his sweetheart, pledging herself to wait for him at home, no matter how long he may stay away. The hall of the Mountain King. Trolls and goblins dance around him teasingly, faster and faster in a mad whirl. ¶¶ In 1870, Grieg made a trip to Italy, carrying the first edition of his new and most ambitious work, the Piano Concerto in A Minor. Of the keyboard, himself a celebrated composer. Liszt had seen some of Grieg's manuscripts before, and greatly impressed, had invited the master to visit him. Now, in his studio, Liszt sat down and played the whole concerto at first sight in the most phenomenal, brilliant way. Piano Concerto became one of Grieg's most popular works. It has remained a favorite of audiences everywhere. Another one of his famous compositions is the Holberg Suite for String Orchestra, honoring the memory of Ludwig Holberg, a great Danish poet of the 17th century. The music is written in the graceful classical style of this period. Even when honors were heaped upon him, Grieg remained a modest, unassuming man. Often, the master would put his orders and decorations in a drawer and forget all about them. In his later years, Grieg was elected to the French Academy of Arts and received honorary decorations from the British universities in Cambridge and Oxford. His own government granted him a yearly income so that he could give up all his other activities and be free to compose.
Thank you.
long-cherished wish. He had a house built for him on a hill outside of Bergen, overlooking the Hardanger Fjord. Here, in peace and solitude, he composed and lived happily the rest of his life. Friends and admirers from far and near made pilgrimages to the villa to see the Chopin of the North, as some called him. Grieg died in 1917. He had wished for a simple and modest burial, but it became a state ceremony. Dignitaries arrived from all over Europe, and thousands of Norwegians lined the streets to see the funeral procession. They would never forget the master who had devoted his life to perpetuate the melodies of Norway. Today, his music belongs to the world.